Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
11:01 in the nation's capital. Rick Doc Walker on the microphone. Donald D doing it all by himself, pushing all the right buttons. We're on the air, and that's a beautiful thing. And we are honored now to have a hero of mine coming on the show. I always hate to bother Donald because she's like, you know, she's book signing. She's on, you know, Tony McGee Pro Football Plus, and she's an author. The new book, Getting to Know the Other Side of Victory. She's a speaker. She is inspires hundreds of people. That's why she's my hero. Breast cancer survivor. Amputee. She just never stops. And crushes Ricky Irvin. In the weight room right now, I take Donna Hopkins 10 out of 10 times over Ricky Irvin, who's a terrific trainer, all kidding aside. Donna Hopkins joins us now, and you have got to be just gleaming and gushing with pride watching these women dominate the airwaves right now.
Hey, Rick, you know, I'm so excited. I mean, this is like the, if anybody has ever played basketball, and me being a hoopster myself, said, if anybody has ever played, this is the prime time that you love basketball, both on the men's side and the women's side. But, you know, the excitement of the championship game today between South Carolina and Iowa doesn't get much better than that. And even the build up as far as what the women has done in the tournament right now and then the men last night, you know, that is almost like cooking in the kitchen. You just don't want to put down the spoon.
But from you, though, I mean, you've seen it all. You've seen the growth of it. I feel like we're all in the midst of this, an era. What Caitlin is doing and what she's done, very few have done in terms of elevation of the product, the sport, and winning in the process. Now, you can go out and average 100 points, your team in last place. I don't even watch. But what she's doing in the process of winning, what Dawn Staley's doing, being undefeated in a chance to avenge the last person to beat them, you can't write a script like this. That's why I was so happy your agent, we were able to book you for today, because I go, how in the world are you dealing with all of this?
You know, like, I'm like a kid in a candy store right now, because, like you said, what Dawn Staley has done with that South Carolina program, not just this year, but last year. I mean, ever since she's gotten there in building that program. And when you think about the portal and players being able to go from team to team, year to year, and to keep a dominant team together, even with Iowa, you know, that's pretty special. And you talked about Clark and what she's done to the game of basketball. And I was listening to some of her teammates on the other day when they were talking about, you know, everybody talked about her being the GOAT and how special, but her teammates were saying that just a down-to-earth person, just a quality player, and she thinks about not just herself but her teammates. And, you know, they had this battle before, South Carolina and Iowa, so that's what makes it so sweet to have this championship game together. of what each person, which what each coach, the class act as far as Dawn Staley. She's been on the biggest stage herself as a player, but to be back here again in a championship game, and what is the, and you know, the matchups is going to be key. But hey, Doc, I like what UConn did as far as when they played Iowa. They put a box on Kaitlin. They said, hey, everybody else has to beat us. You're not going to shut her down completely. Ain't no way. But if you kind of slow her down, because anybody knows a shooter, they hate a body on them. They hate people chasing them around all the time. But UConn, I think, did a better job than LSU on her, because the first half, they put that box on her, slowed her down, but at the end, they came through and prevailed. I mean, on the other side, South Carolina has some horses over there. I mean, they have five top people that can shut you down, that can shoot you out. And the big girl in the middle, I mean, you know, what can you say about just that program? Don knows what it's going to take to slow down Iowa, but it's going to be a shootout.
Cardoza, yeah, and they got nine. They can go nine deep. The question that we all offered earlier this morning to Donna Hopkins is, do you have to be a champion in order to be considered the GOAT? Staley was in three of them and didn't win it. And she says she, and I guess it's not that it's a big, it's not a controversy. They're all being honored. But how do you see this as a former competitor?
Yeah, you know what? I hate people to use that word GOAT, because you got a lot of people that can be the GOAT, you know, and it comes down to your overall play. She's going to be remember history, on down through history, as a great player, one of the best players that ever played the game. When you talk about the Michael Jordans, when you talk about the Irvin Magic Johnsons, when you talk about some of those great players, even Steph Curry that's still playing right now, and even with Cheryl Swoops and all of those girls that have been great players, Kaitlin is special in itself, but she doesn't have to be tagged with the GOAT to be remembered down through history. I think people put too much on the word GOAT and everything, because I think some people don't get that tag that should have that tag also. But winning a championship is key. I mean, because it goes along with you being a great player. You can say, hey, along with me dominating the game, I have championship behind my name also. So I think that's what you got to look at with Clark, more so than just being named the GOAT, is that championship behind her name as being a great player. You know, many players have not won championships, but they've been dominant players down through history. So I pretty much want to take that tag off of people saying the GOAT and everything, and just to say that, man, she's a player that will be remembered down through history, along with if she gets that title.
If when Donna Hopkins joined us right now, reporter, author, speaker, all the great things that you have done and are in the process of doing, I wonder about watching LSU, and man, they were marvelous. I don't have taken anything away from the season they had, the players they have. I was not necessarily pleased with the way it all ended up. It just seemed like it was a little bit people pointing fingers and getting personal, and I didn't like that. I wanted your assessment of what you saw and what went on with LSU.
Yeah, I think from the beginning of the year for LSU, it was a lot of personal stabbing at Reese and other players with what happened in the beginning of the season and trickled on down, you know, throughout the season, where people came in with their personal feelings. And everybody has the right to their personal feelings, but let's stay within the scope of the game. I think sometimes we lose the essence of the game with all the negative talk about players and everything. Everybody has something going on in their life. Live long enough and you're going to go through various challenges in your life. I'm one that truly can speak on that. But let's get rid of all the negativity as far as the attacks on players and on coaches. I mean, some may be justified, but let's stick with the game. We lose the essence of the game with all of this talk. LSU had a tremendous season through all of that. I mean, could have made it to the championship game, but just ran into Iowa, and they were championships in their own, in women's basketball, in men's basketball. You're going to have different changing of the guards all the time. I mean, you look at the women's game. You had different women that have won the championship each year. So that tells you that it's some great talent out there, some great teams, some great coaching. So, again, Rick, can we just stick to the essence of talking about, if you're going to talk about the game of basketball, if you're going to talk about LSU as far as a team, let's keep it there and not get personal.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were in it. And Angel Reese, really, I think the way she's handled herself, I love it. I mean, I love the fact that I can't imagine having that kind of notoriety and income being in college, and her post position. She, as a big, highly talented, skillful. I wonder, do you see all this pub translating over to the WNBA? Now, this college thing now is going off the chain. It's killing Nielsen. It's hitting them. All the meters are now flying out of control. Do you think this is going to travel to the WNBA?
Yeah, this is, it's just a monster in itself, just, you know, just the setup of college basketball now with all the money that's thrown at players right now. You know, when I played back in college, there was no money changing hands. It was just that, you know, you just went out and played. And if you were going to go beyond that, it was going to be the WNBA. But you weren't good, you weren't being thrown so many things as far as the money and all that. Is it justified? Probably, because if people are using your skill sets and whatever, you should be getting paid for those things, even on the college level. But the maturity that comes with it has to be key also, because you can lose yourself with all of that. I mean, teams can lose themselves with all that. Only the major name players are going to get paid. So when you transition over to the WNBA, the money is not as great maybe in the WNBA as it was in college, unless you are a big name and you get those endorsements. But even as a player, your skill set has to go up to the next level. What you did in college is totally different than the WNBA or on that next professional level, because everybody, Rick, you well know, mm-hmm. is great. I mean, it's and not taken from Reese or anybody else that's going to go into the WNBA, because their skill sets say that, hey, we're moving on, because they're great players. But you've got to up your level also. And then along with that is that the maturity along with, you know, transitioning has to go up too. So I'm sure Reese knows and other players know that, hey, it's a different monster over here than it was in college. You know, being prepared for the next level also is so key. But I think that how she's handled things, and anybody that is a trash talker, I'm one, I'm probably told somebody, I'm the most competitive person you would ever meet. And I think that I like that edge about Reese, because she's got that, like, I don't care about what you think about me, because as Venus Williams said, I bet you can't beat me on the court. So I don't even listen to what people say. So I look at Reese as being, you know, Venus too, as all those people that have talked trash and all those things about her, is that go up against her and see what happens.
Getting to the other side of victory. Donna Hopkins, how can people get the book and information so that they can get a great read?
Yeah, you know what? You know, they can still pick it up. It's been out for a while. I think that anybody that picks up the book can get help no matter what your situation is. Even Reese could pick it up and get something out of the book, but they can get it on Amazon. It's still out there, Getting to the Other okay. Side of Victory. I think that everybody, if you've got the right attitude, that you can get there. It's just all about you not letting yourself drown in what you went through, whatever that might be. And they can also, you know, with me and Tony, we have a podcast called In the Minute. They can catch us throughout the week. You know, we come on weekly to give updates about everything. But, you know, I got to school Tony a little bit to bring him up to speed on
what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus is kicking up for its 40th year this year. Excited about that, because, you know, there's been a longevity in the community. So social media, they can hit me up on Instagram, you know, X and Facebook and all that, Donna J. Hopkins, Instagram, DJ Hop, 32. So, you know, I'm excited to mineral. And, hey, Rick, from the men's side, I got UConn winning it all. So I still have a horse in the race.
Okay, good deal. Hope your bracket is not completely busted. Donna, as always, we're honored.
It's busted beside all the, beside UConn.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, me too. Donna, thank you so much. Always
great,
as Coach
Rick.
Would say, simply one of the best. To break we go, Donald. Take it away. We'll come back. Light it up. 1-800-636-1067.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
/11:20 in the nation's capital. Beautiful Sunday. Championship Sunday. This afternoon, man, there's no looking back. No second chance. Not about advancing. Season is over. When they cut the nets down, that's it. Next time, you know, that's it. And then tomorrow night, the big fellas, King Kong, Godzilla, in prime time. Going to be outstanding. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Bowie Little. K9, welcome.
What's up, Doc? Legend. Shout out
you
to
you,
man. Don. Yeah, hey, Doc, man. I tell you one thing, man. Them referees, man. I know Big Fella was gassed, Doc, after third quarter, man. But the free throw disparity, man, it's something, man. You know, I hope they don't control the game tonight, man. I mean, today, man. You know, because free throws, man. Man, I'm telling you, man. Connecticut had 32 attempts. Come on, man. Compared to North Carolina State, with that state had 16 attempts. Come on, Doc. I saw a lot of pushing off, man, and they was getting away with Connecticut pushing off on the players, man, and grabbing the rebound. I saw a lot of that. But look, I'm gonna piggyback off of yesterday, Doc. I'm gonna tell you now. When Upland ain't on the two, I don't care nothing about them Cowboys. I know you may have a little sympathy for Jerry Jones, but when it comes to them Cowboys organizations, Man, when ain't nothing on the tube, I'm pulling up the Green Bay game, man. I watch the game. Every time I don't see nothing live that I want to see, even when mama leave the house for a while, I might pull up the Green Bay tape.
You
man.
Know, Little, I thought we were going to set a record today. I was telling Donald, we just gone 2.5 hours. I said, are we going to be able to pull this entire shift off with no reference to the Pigskin? And you blew it. You blew it talking about the rotten behind Dallas Cowboys. Little, say goodbye. Nothing but love for you. Say goodbye. Let's go to Tampa. Walt, welcome to Overtime.
Doc.
Walt.
What's up, brother? Hey.
You know what time it is.
Can I ask you a question, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Well, first, before I ask you the question, I want to say this, man. You, B. Mitch, and the rest of your crew, the last 5 years was my only reason for sticking around, man. I'm serious. Y'all have kept me here. I've been here since Dwayne Thomas. I told you that last time I called.
Wow.
I go back to George Allen, and I'm here for life. But, man, when you think of a utility player in any sports, what's your number one utility player that you – the first person that – player that comes to your mind?
See, utility always, I think of baseball more than any other sport.
Okay.
And I'm just
plug and play. Hey, well, when I think, Doc, while you thinking, I'm going to tell you who I think of. You. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because no matter what time you on the radio, I don't care if it's drive time, early morning, overnight, I don't care when it is, man. You bring a championship product, man. I turn on Odyssey every day to see if just by chance, you filling in for somebody. All right? Hey, man, you the MVH, okay?
hey, no, brother, hey, I try to stay ready. And you can't get ready. You got to stay ready. Because you never know when your number's going to get called.
One thing, you played just you are broadcasting the same way you played. You brought it every game, every play. Same with B. B. Mitch, the same way, man. I love you guys. I ain't gonna hold you up, but I'm down
appreciate
here in Tampa listening to Odyssey.
Who are you pulling for tonight? At 3:30, who are you pulling for? Who's gonna win the women's game?
I'm pulling for whoever you pull. I'm pulling for Caitlin. I'm gonna be honest with you. I want her to win it all. Because she's so good for the game. Just so good for the game. But, yeah, man, I'm just waiting for the season to start. I ain't going to mention what season because I don't want to be like the last
one. No, don't do it. Little just blew it.
I'm just waiting for my favorite. My favorite season. That's what I'm waiting for. Hey, Doc, thank you, man.
Well, this is it for me. Hey, man, Walt, thank you, man. Enjoy Tampa. Listen, I thought we were going to pull it off, Donald. I knew it was a long shot. That's why I never mentioned it. I said, are we going to pull this thing off and have a show where the Pigskin is not mentioned at all for 3 hours?
Yeah, we were almost there. We were almost there, Little.
And of all people, Little. And then it bring up about Dallas.
Right, yeah, that was the dagger right there. If you're going to bring it up, you're going to bring up Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas. It just couldn't have been worse. I mean to have done that. Wallace, shout out. We appreciate that, man. Wallace is always in a good mood, man. In a good mood. And Big DK, a lot of folks are getting a good start today for this championship Sunday. It's going to be a little sad. Now, you know, somebody's going to get their heart broken at this. Don, and they knocked Don out of it. They knocked him out of it. She got 9 canines. To me, I don't know how on earth that Iowa can beat South Carolina. You should, if you get to this point, I know everybody here should be able to beat anybody. But that's just how I feel. I thought UConn was going to win. I took UConn. And they were down 3 starters. But that's what I feel about Geno, GOAT. And Paige, I wasn't certain about Paige. Happy she's back. happy she recovered. Because, see, before Caitlin, it was Paige. If you listen carefully, Gino was frustrated that he couldn't get her engine revved up to where he thought it needed to be. He's also a good enough coach not to push her beyond the brink because she just recovered from missing an entire season plus. You feel me? I will give Andre Jones some credit for this. When he said next year, don't even think about it. Because I think she'll be back 100% next year. And it just tells you this is not a one and done with this excitement of women's basketball. This is not a one shot deal. This baton is going to be passed in a way that it's not going to regress. Because remember Sue Bird? Remember all that? Man, UConn were back-to-back. They were like the Bruins. It wouldn't. Yet it never had this kind of effect over the masses. Correct me if I'm wrong. This has been a tsunami. And I don't think this could not. Did it start the year before with LSU? And them girls, yeah, it did. It really did. But it's just, I love where it's at. And today, it's going to be interesting. I just don't know how, I can't think, see Don losing to the same squad back-to-back. Not with 9 pit bulls on a chain, on a choke chain. But if I were to pull this off, where do you rank them? It's got to be awful high, Donald. It's got to be awful high. Because this one, I don't know. That's what I feel right now at 11:29. We go to the break. Let's see if it changes within a few minutes. 1-800-636-1067 is the number as we take you up to high noon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championship Sunday here on Overtime. Doc and Donald bringing it to you. Shout out to Vince Carter. Induction to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Boy, that night he threw down that dunk contest. Memory serves me, we were in Northern California. And it's just vicious. Just amazing. These big events, NBA All-Star Game, Slam Dunk, NCAAs, Final Four, in these huge arenas, the whole nine yard, it is on and popping. And this afternoon, although some of us have raised a little concerned about 3:30. Actually, I shouldn't be mad. I'm not mad about it that it's not late. It's It's kind of cool if you're on the East Coast, 3:30. That 12:30 move on the West, because I'm always conscious of thinking, you know, about what time it is wherever you really are. But going to be interesting. Have you decided? Well, no, Donald, I know you got so many followers. You don't want to give out personal information. I was going to ask you, what venue? Had you planned on a venue, or are you going to be on lockdown?
Actually, I was actually kind of thinking that because I'll be here before our Nats coverage, and then I'm not exactly sure yet. I'm trying to figure that out as we go.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some people can do it. They can do it with a crowd. My big events, man, I like to be the bunker mentality. Bunker. The group deal is very difficult if it's something that's a elimination game. Like, there's not going to, any one of the games in the series, if it's not the final, I can handle that. But boy, when it gets down to win or go home, I got to do the bunker deal. Because I don't want somebody, you know, because inevitably somebody's going to ask a question right at a time to where, are you kidding me? You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, we'll see. And then with the old folks say, nothing left but the shouting. It's coming up right now. And we don't have any news, no injury. There's nothing really pending, is it, that we ought to discuss? Excuse me, Donald. I didn't know if you had picked up on anything.
Yeah, I have.
That may not have surfaced.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I've been kind of scoping Twitter, seeing if there's anything floating out there. But yeah, it seems like everybody's good to go, ready to play. Haven't heard anything strange. So I think we should be good to go for a full staff on both teams.
The reason I asked that question, and pardon me, Super Bowl in Florida, when the running back for the Bengals, day of game, they discovered that he wasn't going to play. And ever since then, pardon me, I've always thought, I don't know, I got to see everybody show up. Because who would think that somebody would miss Super Bowl? It happened. I think it was Stanley Wilson. I'm pretty sure. I learned that lesson that day. Are you kidding me? Yeah, it could happen on game day. People won't be honest. They won't tell you the truth. Somebody has slipped in a shower, stubbed a toe, done something crazy on game day. That's why you don't count them, man, until it happens. You don't know. But a level of nerves, but not nervous that you're scared. There's a difference. It's the anticipation that you're excited about. You're not scared. You're anxious about it. It's like last night's sleep, if they slept, is the craziest night of your life. You know, when you know you're about to be a part of history in some way, shape, or form, good or bad, you're about to be on that. I mean, how often do you get that chance? How many people can say they walked into a game or they say their prayers and they're about to go to sleep, and when you wake up, it's on. It's Super Sunday. It's NBA Game 7. It's NHL Game 7. I'm sorry I had to bring up NHL. I'm not discouraged with the Capitals. I have to maintain hope. I want to maintain hope. I'm so very much pressing that they will get in, that it will, you know, will, that it's not over. And I tried to keep it all hoops and just because it's a championship day. But I am, I'm just hopeful that the Curly W's good foot, you know. I'm hopeful, just hopeful. But I don't want that injury bug this early. I don't want any bad news this early. I'm just. You know, you can be a little bit selfish, and that's what we are as sports fans. We can be, you know, we can be selfish. I don't want to do what I'm about to do, folks, but it's Sunday. And it's a day that we have to help those that can't help themselves. It's a day that we pray for those that need prayer. And I have to let him on. Big Tony, welcome to Championship Sunday.
What is going on, Dangerous, Doc Walker, and Dirty Don? Doc, I'm just coming off of pneumonia and bronchitis.
Well, we're happy that you're still with us. Medicine. Yeah, no, well, don't, but then, you know what? Make this short.
Hey, look here, man. No, I got enough wind to get on Little. Leave it to Little to mess up the damn game plan,
I know
Doc.
It. I know it. I mean,
it's always that one kid in the family that just got everybody getting cheeseburger, and he want a Big Mac with no onions and no pickles and messed the whole game plan up, Doc.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It was close. I didn't want to bring it up. I thought, are we going to get through 3 hours? No pigskin on the month of the NFL draft?
Hey, Doc, look here. As far as watching games, you know, I'm always on delay, and I ain't watching a game with nobody. I watched one game with people, and that's on the Super Bowl with my man Big Mike out of Quinn Social High School, who trained my man Chop Robinson. See, literally, I messed it up, so I'm going to bring it up. Chop Robinson went to Quinn Social, went to Maryland, transferred to Penn State. He's a monster. Well, anyway, that's the only dude I watch games, and that's only the Super Bowl. I watch no Steeler games with nobody. I don't go to bars because I got my money on it. And when I'm watching my money, I don't need you in there asking me questions.
Yeah. Everybody has their own way. And there's nothing wrong with it. Any way you want to do it, you do it that fits you. But we definitely going to have some conversations about Little next week because it may end up being a great day. I mean, you know, we get a great game, we may forget about this, but my goodness, we were so close. And what would disturb me most about it, that it was a Dallas Cowboy reference.
I know he ain't even bring up his own team, dude.
No, that's the whole thing about it. I mean, what possessed him to make them think that was going to be a good take? I mean, I just can't believe it. I honestly cannot believe that he did that. I mean, my boy, did you hear JYD this morning? Man, Junkyard. Junkyard is ambidextrous. He can go right or to his left. He don't have a favorite arm. It don't matter. Man, he balling with B-ball, round ball. JYD right now has got that coveted award, a call of the day. He's in first place.
Oh, no. Now, here I'm always Big Tony. Call of the day. You take it easy, man.
No, you're not. You had your moments. But right now, I'm going to make you feel good because you're not feeling well. So say goodbye and go get yourself some rest. And to that, we'll go to break. A rare moment that's pleasing with Big Tony, and we do hope that he gets well. Break, and we'll come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number if you'd like to get in a parting shot or a prediction before we turn it over to the Curly W's.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
.11:48 as we get set to close it out. We're in 2-minute warning coming up. Great job by Donald. Thank all of you that have been diligent, man, passionate, and on point. Even Big Tony gets thrown into the good good foot side today. South Carolina, Gamecocks, C-Man, up and accounted
for. Happy Sunday, Doc.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yep. So we're pulling for those Gamecocks today. And
well, you're living in South Carolina. You better.
Yeah, I got two kids there.
Oh, okay. So you're a shareholder. Yep. Okay, you're a shareholder. Okay.
Yeah,
you're paying for it. Right. Yeah. You are footing part of this bill, my brother.
That's right. Now, yeah, I was curious a couple of different things. I remember, you know, when I lived in Charlottesville in the late 80s, right? 90s.
Okay.
And did you check out Dawn Staley at UVA when she played?
Oh, yeah. 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 She was a beast. Yeah, she got the three of them.
She was amazing. Quite a competitor. But, we're happy that it could be a perfect season, right? So it's I couldn't remember. I remember back in the day you were calling the football games for the Raycom, right?
Yep.
When did you start that?
I did it for 14 years. It was probably 80. It was 86, 87 for 14 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't the SEC or the Big Ten, but it is what it was. The passion, the fan bases, the people that I came in contact with, and the food.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you what. I loved it, but really the people. And everywhere. I know every restaurant and every one of the major, not necessarily a restaurant, but a good spot to get good food or a good dish in every one of those cities. And I love the fan base, so that was good. But good,
yeah,
and, you know, I was at that fight. Steve Martin and I did the game that had that legendary brawl with South Carolina and Clemson.
Wow.
That was ugly. Yeah, that was ugly.
That's terrible. I know. Were you at the Georgia Tech UVA game in 90? You know, when they played for the ACC championship?
Georgia Tech. Yes.
That was quite a night.
Night. Also, the night was Florida State at UVA when the Cavaliers beat them.
Right.
And that was another night. No, there was some hallmark moments on that one. Good luck today, my brother. We're going
Thank
on
you.
To the District of Columbia. Thank you. Bonesy, K9, what up?
Hey, my main man, Doc Walker. Shout out to my main man, Donald. Hey, Doc, I just go, you know, like, I'm like you, man. When I be watching the game, especially when I'm watching the home team, Burgundy and Gold, the Bullets, Wizards, the Caps, the Nats, you know, Georgetown, Maryland Turf. I gotta be in my man cave by myself, man. I can't go to nobody's facility, nobody's home, because it's personal. It's very personal with me, and I don't want them to see the real me, and they be looking, you know what I mean, and get paranoid because I be so much into the game, man. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta be by myself when I'm watching a sports event and I like a certain team, I got to be by myself.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way. All I'm saying is just it's mandatory. The level of its significance of the event requires even more isolation. Because, it's personal. You don't want to miss nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want somebody – like, can you imagine watching a game with Linnell Willingham? He gonna be eating the whole game.
Yeah.
Man, pass the chips. He's reaching over you, getting more Doritos and sticking his stuff in chili. And man, no. I need to be. Well, I'm into the announcers. See, I think of every event to me, an announcer is a part of that game. It's going all the way back to when Billy Packer was doing CBS. It's always same thing with Madden. To me, football changed when Madden got out of the game and someone else picked it up, obviously. But the broadcast team is a part of the game to me. I don't separate them.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't. Who you like today, Bones? Who going to win it this afternoon?
I like Dawn Staley and them Gamecocks.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, man. God bless you, and K-9, do your thing. It'll be one of the biggest, Donald, one of the biggest games. I don't know if we would refer to it as an upset or not. That, you know, do you consider that an upset?
I don't know. Because, I mean, it's compelling on both sides. Because, I mean, obviously one side you got Caitlin Clark, who we've, you know, been talking about all morning as a quote-unquote GOAT. But is she one without a ring? And then you got the other side, undefeated South Carolina, who came up short last year. So it's like, you know, it could go either way. So I don't think either way is an upset. It's just, you know, what story you're going to go with, you know, on either side.
Yeah, because if South Carolina, I mean, if the Iowa wins, if they win back-to-back years, that's kind of like, who's your daddy? It's like no upset. You got to figure it that way. I think the pressure is on Don for perfection. Because whenever you're chasing perfection, that supersedes everything.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, even in recent history with New England or even like the Warriors with their historic season, those two teams were considered two of the greatest teams, but they didn't get it done at the end of the year. So, what what does it mean?
Right. I'm with you. No, you closed out well on that. I agree. Linnell, so the second youngest in charge, the former youngest in charge. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be great. I cannot wait to find out who he has on and what level that he's going to take us to. Man, that is interesting. Well, D, it's always an honor, always a privilege, and to share a microphone with you. Folks, Nell is coming up. God bless all of you. Make this Sunday special. Share it with someone. Enjoy the games, and we'll do it again the next time we get the privilege of being behind a live microphone. DOC, I'm out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.